Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And off we go. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. It is time. It is the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate. Hello to you, and how do you do, Upstate South Carolina? Hello to you, and how do you do, United States of America? Hello to you, and how do you do, world? Great to be with you for another 4 hours of fun and shenanigans. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and of course you, along for the foremost electrifying hours in sports talk. Entertainment you're going to find anywhere this early in the morning. Great to have you, because we got a day lined up today, people. We got a day lined up today. Plenty of stuff that we need to get into and talk about here on a Wednesday. Got to get down on Wednesday. We have got another extension of the ring culture conversation. And I'm interested to see, because interestingly enough, Lonzo and I found ourselves for the first time in decades on the same conversation of the national reaction to LeBron's comments on ring culture that we talked about earlier this week. And the conversation continues. Now Ryan Clark is involved in it. Ugh. And yeah, I think that might be the reaction that you have.
I have no idea what he said, but
I bet you do.
Yeah. No, actually, well, I mean,
I bet you can.
I guarantee you I won't be surprised.
But I bet you can guess what Ryan Clark's comments are going to be. There's going to be a part of it. It's going to be interesting for Lonzo, because I think he's going to fundamentally disagree with what Ryan Clark had to say about what LeBron had to say. But at the same time, in order to agree or to disagree with Ryan Clark, Lonzo is going to have to potentially acknowledge a bit of hypocriticalness in order to do it.
That's impossible.
We're going to find out.
Never been hypocritical a day in my life.
We're going to find out coming up here in just a little while, because we're going to get
perfection
to that.
Has no flaws.
We are going to talk about, oh God, we are going to talk about the NBA today. Two separate conversations going on. Conversation number one: we have started to see the NBA offseason truly get started. We had a number of trades earlier this week. Kevin Durant is on his way out of Phoenix down to H-Town. I think that the Suns allowed themselves to get fleeced in this deal. How long does a team have to have bad ownership, bad management, before we stop saying they got fleeced? and start saying, yeah, that seems about right. Dylan Brooks feels like a good trade for Kevin Durant. That feels about right. Jordan Poole, oh, he of getting punched in the face by Draymond Green fame, is now a member of my New Orleans Pelicans. We sent C.J. McCollum and some other role players to go get Jordan Poole. We're going to talk about some of the NBA trade moves that have been made. Do any of them move any of the teams involved up or down in contention? After a move that got made yesterday, I think that there is a surprise team located not terribly far away from us that might be a dark horse contender next year because of a trade that they made yesterday. We'll talk about that coming up here a little later on in the show. The other NBA conversation I wanted to get to, Magic Johnson was on ESPN yesterday. Magic Johnson is a guy whose opinion I value when we talk about the National Basketball Association. Magic Johnson is a guy who I would say, and as I've said before, the highest compliment that one can be paid, Magic Johnson knows ball. So Magic Johnson was on the ESPN yesterday and was having a conversation with Molly Querum and that one really loud guy who likes you to, you know, watch him in his suits. And he answered the question.
Mad Dog?
Yeah, that's the one. He answered the question, what is a superstar? In the year 2025, in a year in which we have now seen SGA, is he a superstar? Tyrese Halliburton, is he a superstar? All these conversations, an aging Kevin Durant, is he still a superstar? With all this going on, I have gotten to the point where I'm kind of tired of those abstract and subjective words being thrown around to describe different athletes. But if a guy like Magic Johnson is going to get into and onto the conversation, then I do think it's worth addressing. And I would like to address the comments that Magic Johnson had. So we're going to get to that conversation later on in the show. The Oklahoma City Thunder threw their championship victory parade yesterday. It was, let's say, underwhelming. In terms of the number of people that were there to start with, it was underwhelming.
Do you think the players care?
The players clearly did not care. And I got a little bit of sound that I'm going to play from some of the players at this parade, including my guy Chet Holmgren, who was vibing, let's say. He was vibing quite well. Some sound from J-Dub, because J-Dub, in the moment that I know is going to get Lonzo to couch pop, J-Dub got a what chant from the crowd. And I initially didn't know if he did it on purpose, but then I went back and listened to the clip again, and I'm like, oh, no. Dude's a wrestling dude. Dude is clearly a wrestling dude, and he is clearly a wrestling dude because he actually dropped a couple of wrestling catchphrases down before he naturally set up the crowd for a what chant. So we're going to get to some of that in the audio blitz later on today. There is an extension of a conversation that I would like to have today as well. Yesterday, I made the argument that although they never will, because fewer games leads to fewer televised games, leads to fewer dollars in the advertising department. I made the argument yesterday that the NBA should shorten the season. And coming from me, and I'm just going to I'm just going to make it about me for a second. Coming from me, that's a big deal. Because Rob is, was, has been, will remain, forever shall be, a more sports is good guy. I want more sports. I like sports. I like sports more than I like most people. I like posting up on the couch in the bro cave with a cold beer and a glass of bourbon, not both at the same time. That's gross. I like posting up in the bro cave with a couple of fingers of Angel's Envy in the bottom of a rocks glass and watching basketball until irresponsibly late in the evening. However, I think we need to shorten the season. And a sports injury expert yesterday announced an interesting little statistical feat that I think is going to come into play in this conversation. And I think it is a statistical, I don't want to say feat. I mean, it is for the people who have to do it. But a data point. I'm going to use the old Shane Beamer word here. A data point that I do not think any of us could have known before this conversation. And I would not be shocked to find out that this is a data point at some point in the near future, the next time that an NBA CBA has to be negotiated between the Players Association and the NBA ownership. I would not be shocked in the future to find out that the Players Association utilized this data point in their negotiation to either get more money or a shorter season down the line. So we're going to get to that coming up later on in the show. All of that and more on the Rob Brown Show over the next 4 hours. But before we get to any of that, I have to ask you all a very important question. I'm going to put you in the driver's seat, metaphorically, as a representation of me in the driver's seat, literally. And I'm going to ask this question or one similar to it multiple times throughout the radio broadcast today because, you know, we get different people listening at different points. Different folks may have different opinions at different times of the day. Your answer to this may change now and then again later after you've woken up and stretched and taken that hot shower and had your 9-10 cups of coffee or your big monster or whatever it is you drink to get your day going. I told you yesterday, and I want to preface this by saying your boy's actually in a really good mood this morning, all right? I made a choice today that I wasn't going to let somebody else dictate my emotions to me, which is rare for me. I'm a, what do they call it? I'm an empath.
You don't want that tested, though.
No, I don't want you to try.
I was talking about me? No.
No, of course not. About them. You would never.
No.
I want to ask you all how you would handle a situation that I have had to handle and have done so quietly and now without an outward tempest of rage that has been building deep within me. But it is now Wednesday, and three times this week, this situation has played out for me. It is a roughly doing the speed limit, or maybe just a smudge over it, doing a responsible driving speed into work. From my driveway to the parking spot by the door here at the Radio Ranch. It is 22 minutes, almost to the dot. You know, it may go up or down a minute or two based on red lights. It may go up a minute or two based on, are there any coppers out there on the interstate? It may go up a minute or two based on, you know, mild early AM traffic, whatever. But every day this week, that 22-minute drive has been extended, and I know that this is going to sound like a first-world problem. But every day this week, that 22-minute drive has been expanded from 22 minutes to 26, 27, 26 minutes. I know that because I know the exact minute that I walk out of my door every morning. And I've been able to take a look back when I arrive here after I do my front seat, my driver's seat meditation to get over the white hot rage I have been experiencing. I have looked down at the clock and notated, recorded mentally how much longer it has taken me to get to work. And the reason why is I don't know if this cat is like new to the neighborhood or he found a new way he likes to drive to work, a new route to take in the morning. I don't know if this man is an anomaly sent from the traffic gods simply to give me an exercise in patience in the mornings. But there is now this guy that I have found myself stuck behind, and it does not matter if I leave a little bit early because he makes his turn onto Haywood Drive, the longest road that I have to get on to get here in the mornings. He very clearly turns on the Haywood Drive at about 3 a.m., and I get stuck behind him sometime around 4:15 when I'm on the road to get here. This guy, and I, there's no way for me to get the point across that I need to get across without it coming across a little bit judgmental. So I'm just going to have to live with the fact that I'm about to get a couple of hours of one percenter jokes from the great one. I accept my lot. This guy drives a beater, all right? This guy drives a beater. This guy drives a car that is like from the late 80s, early 90s. Now, if that's what you got to drive, that's what you got to drive. I get it. I understand.
Have you never been there before? Because I have plenty of
times. No, I absolutely have had to drive a beater and referred to it as the beater. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, beaters. I had hoopties.
So whatever you want to call them. Yeah. Beaters, hoopties, jalopies, hunk of junks. Whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm talking about. This car is clearly about the same age that I am right now. And every morning, this cat is driving down Haywood, a road that has, for the majority of it, a speed limit of 30 miles an hour. Every time I get stuck. Now, this, I've been behind him in bygone days, but it's like once or twice a week I see him. I've seen him every day this week, 3 days in a row. He is driving his car somewhere in the neighborhood of 17 to 19 miles per hour in a 30. Now, yesterday, I came in here white hot with rage, partially because yesterday, a day that I would have driven around this guy, there was a police officer behind me. Shout out and salute to our law enforcement officials who are out there. We appreciate you sincerely. There was a cop behind me who would not go around me to either pull this guy over or open up the path for me to follow him. A lot of that road is a double yellow. So I was stuck behind this guy for about 11 minutes on a part of the road that usually takes me about six. Wish I was exaggerating. This morning, I pull on to Haywood. I make it a little bit down the drive. And wouldn't you know it, as I crest a hill and look down the next slope, I can tell by his taillights in the distance, there's that guy. And there are four cars stacked up behind him, all doing, I checked my speedometer to make sure I was right, 19 miles an hour and a 30. And I got stuck behind these four cars. And I kept... This is what I did, and I know that you're not supposed to. I hope the statute of limitations from an hour and a half ago has run out. But I got behind, and I kept kind of peeking out, like just kind of flashing the lights. You know what I mean? Just kind of swerving a little bit over to where my headlights would get in this guy's rear view so that maybe he would go, oh, would you look at that? I have half of Greenville stuck in traffic behind me. Nope, didn't matter. This dude does not matter who is behind him. He's doing 19, and don't you ask him to do a mile an hour over that. So I get stuck behind this guy, and I can't do anything about it. So for three consecutive days now, I have seen my 22-minute drive turn into a drive of half an hour or longer. Eric texted the show and said, Rob, don't forget the 4 minutes you waited to check out at the gas station. I want you to know, no gas station Monday, no gas station today. I stopped yesterday.
I have a solution for you. I don't know if you'll do it, but if you did it, I think other people would follow suit if they're like behind you also. Put your hazard lights on, roll your windows down, turn up some really loud music, and just wave. Because you're in a parade. You might as well look like you're in a parade.
You know what I should do is park my car, get out, walk up to his moving vehicle and tap on the window and ask him to hurry the hell up. That's what I ought to do. So, like, what's the solution here? Do I just have to suck it up and deal with it?
There's no alternate route.
There's no alternate route that will not add roughly the same amount of time. Now, I'm going to keep it a buck. If I'm behind this guy, it's just me and him and I don't see anybody else anywhere else, I'm passing him on the double yellow. I'll roll the dice.
But if you go alternate route and he's not there, even though it takes you a little bit longer to get here, he's not there. So you have peace because he's not there.
No, it won't. Now I'll be infuriated that I've had to go a different way because this clown can't get his jalopy up to speed. And here's the thing. When he gets on that hill I was talking about, when he gets to the top and you come down the other side, he rides his brakes from the top to the bottom of that hill to make sure he doesn't go over 19. Buddy, if you are scared to do 20, you need to call an Uber, okay? This is absolutely a derogatory, buddy. Buddy, if you're afraid to cross 20, get an Uber, call a cab, or work from home. And if your car can't go over 20, then get it the hell off the road. How do I handle this, people? How do I handle this? By the way, Eric, to make your point, the day that I stopped in the gas station for 4 minutes, which is the one right by my house, I still got stuck behind him because he drives so damn slow that it takes up that same amount of time for him to get down that 6 miles. It's unbelievable. How do I handle this, people? Or do I just have to just suck it up and play ball? All right, when we come back here in just a minute, we got a lot we got to get into, but I want to talk some college football earlier. I said we were going to talk some yesterday. We only talked a little, so let's get to it today. Steve Spurrier had a comment on Arch Manning that a lot of people are up in arms about. By a lot of people, I mean Texas. We're going to address that next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
college football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mentioned back in the previous segment of the radio program that when Magic Johnson speaks, Rob Brown listens. I value his opinion. I value his opinion because I think Magic Johnson knows NBA ball. When Steve Spurrier speaks, I value his opinion. Now, Steve Spurrier was the leader of the Florida Gators for a very long time, including the last couple of years of Spurrier were my first couple of years that I was broadcasting down at the University of Florida. So I have had a number of one-on-one run-ins, interviews, discussions in person and over the phone with Steve Spurrier. And I will tell you that, and I say this, for all of the, let's say, emotion that Steve Spurrier shows as a football coach, and of course you South Carolina fans know this well, Steve Spurrier is a really nice guy. Like, he's a genuinely nice guy. You can criticize some of the decision-making that he showed during his time as a college football coach.
You got to tell me that the snark is real, though.
To some degree it is, but it's never bad-natured, or at least not to you. Right? It's never really bad nature. Now, I will say he is blunt and honest, but he's not, like, there are some people who utilize calling themselves blunt and honest as a smokescreen for being an a-hole. There are some people who go, I don't say, I'm just honest. It's like, nah, you're a jackass, dude. Like, you're just rude. You're just mean, and you cover it up by saying, well, I'm just honest. No, you're rude. There's a difference. You can be blunt and honest while not being a butthole, all right? It's possible. I've seen people do it. That's kind of Steve. He's blunt and honest. He's not a jerk. But at the same time, if he doesn't like something, if he disapproves of something, he's not hesitant to let you know. So I like Steve Spurrier as a dude, even though he represented one of the most obnoxious fan bases in college football, the Florida Gators, for a very, very long time. Steve Spurrier was on a podcast hosted by a reporter by the name of Pat Dooley. Dooley has covered the Florida Gators for a very long time. Pat Dooley was covering the Florida Gators for years before I started in radio, coming up on 18 years ago. The beginning of football season this year will be my 18th year in radio. Dooley has been covering this team. He was already a veteran reporter when I got into this game coming up on two decades ago. So he's got clout. And he's got a podcast. It's very well listened to. It's very well received, whatever you want to call it, amongst the Florida faithful. And every Monday, he has Steve Spurrier join for a handful of minutes. And the majority of the conversation on this podcast, they just kind of talk about whatever. Spurrier had a lot of commentary this week's on the PGA Tour and Scottie Scheffler and the Travelers Championship, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they obviously talk a little bit of football. Well, the very first football conversation that Pat Dooley brought up to the head ball coach was about the Southeastern Conference. And Steve-O pointed out that most everybody's picking the University of Texas to win this thing. But then he said something about Arch Manning that's got everybody up in arms. And I want you to listen to it because you've heard the take before. So Steve Spurrier says, in asking a question that I have asked before on this show and others, if Arch Manning is that good, if he is preseason Heisman favorite by a clear margin, if he is Texas as voted on by everybody to be the front runner for the college football national championship to win the Southeastern Conference, if he is the pick to do all these things, if he is already being labeled as the number one overall pick in next year's NFL draft, which a lot of odds makers have him there, although it's not even a guarantee that he will enter next year's NFL draft. If he is all of these things, if he is that good, then why, oh why, was he behind Quinn Ewers on the depth chart last year?
I love that. Here's the other thing. In the world we live in right now, if you believe you're better, you can go somewhere else. And from why didn't he go somewhere else to prove it? To prove that he was better than the guy that was starting ahead of him? Because that you can do that now.
You have said, many of those of you that have been, and I'm not saying Lonzo is anti-transfer portal, but he has the same sentiment, the same question, the same thought as a lot of you that are, have asked the question, what happened to commitment? What happened to loyalty? What happened to go there, beat out the guy, win it out?
It's a business now. If you believe that you are better, bet on yourself and go somewhere else, because someone would have taken him just for his name. And he could have went somewhere else and proved that he was better than Quinn Ewers.
I don't disagree, but that's not...
And he didn't do that. And you're going to say it's because of loyalty.
Yes, I am. And I say that because I think that Arch Manning does have a dedication to the University of Texas. I think that's why he's there. That guy could have had a front row seat. He could have had a first $1 million scholarship and a huge NIL deal to literally any school he wanted to go to. At any school would have taken Arch Manning to come play his ball there. I do think he is committed to playing at the University of Texas. That is part of the reason that I am not entirely sure Arch Manning will be in next year's NFL draft. And that's a little disappointing because you better believe your boy wants New Orleans picking Arch Manning to come QB Archie Manning's team next year.
So there's no doubt in your mind that he would be the man if he was in New Orleans. So you don't question the fact that he couldn't start as Spurrier.
No, it's 100% a sentimental narrative pick.
All right.
It is, how cool would it be?
So it's not, it also could be more of the same. I mean.
It absolutely could.
Yeah.
But how badass would it be for Arch to come QB Archie's team and be the Manning that lead? Well, that's not true. One Manning already threw a touchdown pass to the Saints in the Super Bowl. But he could be the one that throws it for the Saints, not to him.
Or he could, you know, come there and be the backup to Spencer Rattler.
Maybe so. Maybe so. But as a Saints fan first, I just think the narrative would be pretty dope for there to be a new Manning in town. But put all that to the side. I want to get to Spurrier's comments here. I think what Steve Spurrier said is a valid question, and it's a valid question because it's a question that I have asked. Because it is a question that I've asked on this show, on Bet for the Cycle, on BetMGM Tonight, and on the other shows that I have been a guest on in the last handful of months, now that we are starting to orbit back around to college football. If Arch Manning was him, is him, and not just is him, but is a front runner for this year's Heisman, not just shortest odds by a pretty healthy margin. If Arch Manning is the reason that so many people are picking Texas to win a Southeastern Conference, which features the University of Georgia, which features Louisiana State University, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, why is it that he sat behind a guy who last year in Quinn Ewers was good, but was never the focus, was never the, oh, Texas is good because of Quinn Ewers. It was always Texas and Quinn Ewers are good, not Texas because Quinn Ewers. Quinn Ewers got drafted in the 7th round of the NFL draft. Now, obviously, taking your capability, your ability, what you did in college, and translating it to the NFL is not always something that is going to work out according to the papers. Am I right, Shedeur Sanders? But I am stunned that people are stunned by the question that Steve Spurrier asked. If he is that much better, if he is the future, the guy, the man, the myth, the legend, he is the one that is going to return Texas to winning a national championship, Why is it that last year he was sat behind Quinn Ewers all year with spot playing time? How is that not a valid question? I think the guy could be good, but I also don't think it is an unfair question to ask. And if it's a fair question to ask, does that mean we should just be writing Texas into the national championship to an SEC conference title? Because I'm not there yet. Take a break. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday I asked the question, should the NBA shorten its season? And my answer is, as a person who loves sports and as a person who is always in favor of more sports, my answer is still yes. And my answer is yes for a few reasons. My answer is yes because, number one, the more games that you have, the less important each game becomes. And I know that that is true to all of you because it is the conversation that we have about baseball every year. When I point out bad losses in April, I inevitably get people calling or texting or tweeting or sitting directly across from me with a microphone saying to me, Rob Brown, it is April. How many baseball games are there remaining? And I have to point out that if you lose the division by one game, that one game counts just as much in April as it does in August. So, the more games you have, the less important those games. They don't become less important in terms of their weight on your postseason fate and destiny. They become less important to you, the American people. You care less about them. This is why those baseball games in April, even though the results of those baseball games in April have the exact same weight on the postseason destiny of a Major League Baseball team as the games in August. Y'all don't really start getting involved in the baseball discussions here on the show until after the All-Star game break. So while the weight is the same, to you, sports fans, they don't matter as much. Why do NFL games all feel super dramatic? Because there's only 17 of them. You have 17 games to jockey for position in the NFL playoffs. So, I do think that by decreasing the number of NBA games, you would add the weight back to them to the American sports fan. If a team only has 60 games to jockey for position in the NBA postseason, then you as a basketball fan are more likely to say, I need to take time out of my day to watch this Thursday night when the Hawks play the Celtics, when the Warriors play the Pelicans, because upsets now matter a lot more. Because teams that are going to be on the bubble can't take a loss, look at it, and go, eh, well, what are you going to do? It's just one game. That game now has more importance on it. It's the same amount of importance in the early portion of the year as it is at the very end of the regular season. That loss is going to be the exact same weight on the second half of your record in January as it is in June. So, I think that by decreasing the number, you add back to the importance, or at least the feel of the importance, of games throughout the entire season for the NBA. I also want to add one more thing to that discussion. And the one more thing that I want to add to that discussion is an interesting part, interesting conversation that has been put forward by Marty Jammarria. He is an on-air sports injury analyst for CBS Sports. And he was on CBS Sports yesterday and was addressing the injuries to so many of the stars in the NBA. Tyrese Halliburton in Game 7, Damian Lillard in Round 1, Jason Tatum in the Eastern Conference Finals. These were all injuries that had massive implications on the NBA playoffs and the NBA championship. Dame going down meant that a small market Milwaukee team with probably the second best basketball player on planet Earth, Giannis Antetokounmpo, could not contend any longer. Jason Tatum going down for Boston meant that the reigning defending went from a favorite in the Eastern Conference semifinals to an underdog. In one snapped Achilles, they went from the favorite in that series to an underdog. I'm not saying Boston would have won that series with Jason Tatum. I'm saying they definitely could not win that series without Jason Tatum. So, Marty Jammarria, who is a sports injury expert for ESPN, made this observation. Marty Jammarria says that with the way that basketball is being played in 2025, he says that with the way that the game itself has changed and with the number of games played, that NBA players are running, on average, 200 more miles over the course of a season than they did dating back to the beginning of this millennia, dating back to the early 2000s.
So bigger, faster, stronger doesn't really mean anything.
Bigger, faster, stronger does mean something, but I would also make the argument that bigger, as a fella who can say, you know, I've made jokes about or observations about the fact that at this time last year, Rob Brownwood is about 265 pounds, 270 pounds. I got down to my wedding weight of 216. As of this morning, I am 204 pounds. I have not been a 200-pound person since high school. I'm at 204 today. I can tell you, I don't run 200 miles a year. I'm pretty sure I don't run 2 miles a year. But I don't run 200 miles a year. You know what else I can tell you? There is a physical difference in how I feel every minute of every day. I am since I dropped from 270 now down to 204. I sleep better. I sleep longer. Even when I'm staying up late to watch sports, my sleep is uninterrupted. Physically, things that last year I struggled to do, they're not as difficult for me anymore. Walking up and down stairs, I wish this was a joke because it makes me sound pathetic, but it's also true. Just getting here in the morning and taking the one flight of stairs that I take up every day, it used to, I'm not going to say wind me, but man, I felt it when I got to the top. Now, I bound up the stairs, no problem. I don't do anything close to what an NBA player does. But the roughly 60 pounds of difference, coming up on 70 pounds that I have lost since this time last year, the physical change in how I feel is dramatic. So when you are talking about athletes that are bigger, faster, stronger, and you are talking about a game that requires immense endurance, I spent more time than I'm proud of yesterday when I heard this take from Marty Jammarino. I went to see if I could find out how many miles on average in any given game an NBA player runs. And what I found, great one, and this comes from a couple of different sources, but the one that I am leaning on is Second Spectrum and Sport VU. These are the two companies / technologies that the NBA has been using to track player data over the past couple of years. You know how nowadays you're starting to see players that when they take off their shirt, they look like they have a sports bra on? There's little chips in that sports bra that they're wearing. And what that does is it monitors the vitals of players. It monitors their heart rate, their oxygen level. It monitors the amount of miles that they've run, the amount of steps that they have taken, the force with which their body's moving around. Science is a huge part of sports, and that's what those things are. What I found through their reports was that the NBA player, an average NBA starter, runs 2.5 to 3 miles per game. Shooting guards and point guards obviously run the most. They run closer to three, a little above three on average. Power forwards and big men run the least. They run anywhere from 2.25 to 2.5-ish miles per game. Those are the starters. We're not talking about the bench guys, the starters. And so when you multiply, I'm going to say on average, I'm just going to say on average, when you multiply on average, let's say that clean even three times 82 games a year, you are looking at 246 miles per season run by players. And that's just the miles that they run. That does not include the number of times that they are jumping and landing and jumping and landing. How many times do you think an NBA player jumps in a game? A million? So 246 miles in a season may not be a stupid, ridiculous number. And I know some of you are already firing up the texting thumbs to say, wait a minute, Rob. People who run and train for marathons run 10 times that amount in a year. And you are correct. You know what else they do? They keep their muscle mass to a bare minimum. You ever met a runner? They're skinny. There's no shred. There are shredded runners, but there's no jacked runners. There's a difference between shredded and jacked. There are shredded runners. There are no jacked runners. There's nobody who runs, like runs, that is carrying around a ton of muscle mass. And when they do that, you know what they're not doing? Jumping up for rebounds, jumping up for jumpers, jumping up for jump balls, jumping up to defend, jump, 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 to jump, to jump, jump, to jump, to jump, jump, and bringing, pushing all that mass up with those same knees and ankles, and then coming down on those same knees and ankles with that much muscle mass. They're not doing that. So I think the other reason that I have come around on we should shorten the games or shorten the season for the NBA, as much as I love the NBA, reason number one, it would add more importance back to Tuesday night games on ESPN. Now I care more about them because there's fewer of them. Number two, the stress load on the athletes has now empirically, dramatically risen. 200 miles more than they ran at the turn of the century. And there's one more reason, number three, because now there's more inventory to get more teams on TV. What's been the big complaint about the small market thing? Oh, every night it's the Lakers, it's the Knicks, it's the Celtics, it's the Mavericks, it's the Clippers, it's the Bulls. Well, if those teams are playing 22 fewer games, now we can get the Thunder and the Pacers on a Tuesday night. Now we can get the Pelicans and the Hawks on TV. Now we can get these other teams. And while I know many of you say, who's going to watch that? The answer is basketball fans, if that's the game that's on. We're going to talk more about this later on in the show as well. I think it's an interesting topic, so I want to talk about it. You know what else I think is interesting? The 3 to 5 stories that Lonzo's about to give you in this Sports Flash.
I just want to say, baseball players run, and they swing, and they jump. And they play 162 games plus or whatever. The Atlanta Braves are now 5-0 against the Mets after a 7-4 win last night, led by Spencer Strider, who threw 5 innings, striking out 8 and allowing 2 hits and 3 runs. Braves batters had 8 hits, including a pair from Matt Olson and 3 from Nick Allen. And Rob wants you to know that Atlanta is now 37-41 and 9.5 games behind Philly in the division. Boston Celtics are sending center Kristaps Porzingis to the Atlanta Hawks in a 3-team deal, which we'll see. Terrence Mann and a number 22 pick sent to the Nets with a second round pick in 2031. Porzingis has shot 41% from three and averaged 19 points per game with Boston over the last 2 years. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers told the Pat McAfee show yesterday that he expects this NFL season to be his last, telling McAfee that's why he signed a 1-year deal. Hour number two of the Rob Brown Show is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.